know, finally now it's just all about playing football. And, you know, I think the best thing is I get to be back with the same guys, you know, that I started the journey with. And I love my teammates here. I love how hard we work, everything we get done. So it was exciting to be back in the program, the offseason program, and, you know, being a leader and trying to lead these guys. So I think the Super Bowl's kind of been over for a while now, and I think like all athletes, after a while, you know, you're excited to get back into it, and you know what the next year holds and what we can do as a team. So I think everyone's more excited about that. I'm always confident in the hard work we'll put in, but you know, I'd be lying if I came out here and said I know we're going to be great. Same way last year when we all got together, we didn't know what to expect. You know, we got to put the work in now, and you know, we'll grow as the process goes on. Once we get on the practice field for OTAs, and you know, we'll start practicing, doing things like that. I think that's where, you know, you put the work in and you give yourself a chance to be a good secondary and a good defense. We just worked out. I mean, we haven't like did no like one-on-one meetings or anything like that, but I think the great thing is once you get on the football field and we start, you know, talking scheme and everything, you know, right now it's all about just working out and trying to get better, you know, along those lines. But, you know, once we start talking about scheme and everything, I'm just a guy. I just try to be another way to explain things, another way to say things, you know, other than how to coach. Sometimes I think players can relate to each other a little easier, you know, than just hearing a coach, you know, lecture about it and talk about it. So I just try to always be, you know, that bridge so that we can get everybody on the same page, because we always say at the end of the day, we just got to make sure all the players on the field are thinking the same way. And if we could do that, we got a chance to be good. I think it's good. I think for the thing for us, a lot of us take it for granted because that's all we ever see from him. So, but I think, you know, especially newer guys that come in, free agents, and you see, you know, the guy, Tom Brady, in here all the time, here early, here before, you know, everyone got back. And then even now, he's like one of the first ones always into the building. So I think it forces you to raise your level of expectations just for yourself. You know, when you watch him and, you know, you see everything he does and you say, well, that must be why he's great. And I think it forces you to take it up a notch and try to do more. You want to be urgent to just learn right now. You know, I think sometimes, you know, guys get drafted early or they, you know, they were big-time players in college. And, you know, first thing you think is you want to come in and make an impact. But, you know, you just want to come in and learn as much as possible. And I think that sets you up, you know, for when we do get in the season, you do get opportunities to play and be out there on the field. Then you're just playing. You know, you're not worried about being an impact player. You're just out there making plays because that's what you've been doing. You just learned a lot from the veterans. So I think this team has a lot of good veterans that young guys can learn from really throughout every position group. And I think that's always exciting when you get young, talented guys that come in here and you got some older guys that can teach them the way, not just scheme and everything, but, you know, how to be successful in the NFL. I think that always makes your team better. I don't know if everyone knew. I think some guys knew, but I think, you know, that was more, you know, for him a personal process. You know, it wasn't something, you know, as a team that we just – you know, everyone talked about anything. I think it was more for him. But I think as a teammate, you just blown away, you know, by, you know, everything he was able to do, getting over that, still playing at a high level. To me, it was highly impressive. And, you know, Nate's a great guy. And, you know, he does so many things on the field, off the field. And I think that was just another battle that he passed. And I think now he's just going to do great things, you know, with it and spreading awareness and everything.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.